A new American Idol was crowned last week. Chris Allen won in what was considered an upset victory over Adam Lambert. They're contrasting images, Allen, the smiling boy next door, versus Lambert, the musical and image risk-taker, got rock critic Ken Tucker watching and thinking about the competition in ways he hasn't before.
Depending on which season of it we're talking about, I usually consider American Idol either a waste of time or the spawn of the devil. I don't cotton to a show that evaluates pop music voices in cliched, critical terms. Too many Idol performances either condemned as quote-unquote karaoke or praised as masterpieces. I also have little use to a competition that, by its painfully conventional standards of pitch, tunefulness, and image, would never have allowed, say, Little Richard or Bob Dylan or Kurt Cobain into its top 40 finalists, let alone hand him the top prize. But now that Chris Allen has become our new American Idol, I find myself thinking all the more about the runner-up, Adam Lambert. I started watching him during the final months of the show, when hardcore fans had made his name unavoidable in casual conversation. At first, I had a typical reaction to someone who's doing something different. I was baffled by his performance. All those winks at the camera, those lip-curled sneers, those tight leather outfits. Who did this guy think he was, the 1968 Elvis? But then my indignation melted away, and I became fascinated. His confidence was unlike anything I'd seen on Idol, or for that matter, from anyone since Bruce Springsteen, probably the last top-tier rocker who still thinks music can unite the country. But Adam Lambert is, of course, no gruff man-of-the-people type. His ever-changing spiky haircuts, his heavy eyeliner, and his light leather bondage ensembles. Here's a guy who knows his own inner David Bowie, his Lou Reed, his Elton John, and his Bette Midler. On Idol, Lambert was drastically rearranging songs, bending them to his will to power.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames got higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
By contrast, the fellow who eventually won, Chris Allen, fits a more conventional mode, a cross between a soft-voiced teen pop star and a sensitive singer-songwriter who, given the rules of Idol, wasn't writing his own songs. He sang well, he's ordinary guy handsome, and above all, he's not threatening or polarizing. He became, among all the finalists, the least objectionable choice, which is probably what got him the American Idol title.
Seconds, hours, so many days. You know what you want, but I lock in your way. Every moment lasts forever. When you feel you lost your way. What if my chances were already gone? I started believing that I could be wrong. Give you one good reason to fight and never walk away. So here I am, still holding on. With every step you climb another mountain. Every breath is harder to believe. You make it through the pain, weather the hurricanes. To get to that one thing.
That's Chris Allen singing No Boundaries as though he's completely hemmed in by them. By contrast, Adam Lambert is a fascinating mixture of characteristics. On Idol, he was unfailingly polite, frequently using time other contestants used to plug themselves to instead credit the show's house band. Instead of quailing before the judges or sassing them back, Lambert looked each one in the eye with a warm smile and a delightful calmness, as if to say, "There is no comment you can make that will dissuade me from what I want to do here, which is to make you question everything you think you know about music." Which is also why, many weeks, the judges responded to an Adam Lambert performance with variations on "I'm speechless" and "I don't know what you just did, but I love it." Me, I started thinking, a gay Elvis Presley, this is exactly what America needs right now. I should say at this point, as the New York Times put it, Mr. Lambert has not stated his sexual orientation. But between YouTube footage of Lambert in glam rock musicals and the flamboyance of his gestures and song choices, he represents a gay sensibility considerably more inventive and exciting than that of, say, Clay Aiken. The night Lambert lost, a friend immediately emailed me that this vote was the delayed red state backlash to Barack Obama's victory. He was joking, somewhat. It's too bad that the one contestant who really could have done something with the title expanded our notions of what a mass audience, family-friendly TV idol could be, was denied that tantalizing opportunity. I'm sure Lambert will have some sort of career after his defeat. It's just that I also believe it would have been a lot more interesting career if he was also spending the next year as the kind of American idol this steamroller of a TV show was designed to crush.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly.